Hi, my name is Belfour Wong, and you're listening to Stratosphere on the Bloodhaven Podcast Network. You can catch Stratosphere every Tuesday at bloodhaven.com, as well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Now prepare yourselves as we explore the stars. The following program may be unsuitable for viewers under the age of 18. This show plays out acts of horror, violence, and more. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stratosphere, an alien RPG tabletop game. First, let's introduce our crew.
I'm Chris. I'm going to be playing Roughneck. Sassy Diaz is my name.
I'm Bianca, and I'm going to be playing the medic. His name is Emilio.
And I'm Belfour, and I am playing the Colonial Marshal, and my name is Liu Song.
Very nice. So everyone starts at Anchor Point Station. It's a very small little port. We'll say everyone's just getting off of work. Those of you who are workaholics obviously will tend to stay in their office or stay in their areas. Would you like to start off... Liu Su? Or how was the name again?
Liu Song?
Liu Song. I'm not good.
Where
are you right now?
So I just got off my shift, so I'm going into bar. We're already in a bar, a local pub of some sort. I'm taking just a basic beer. Right now. I'm just trying to relax from a long day of bullshit.
Yeah.
I had to deal with some roughnecks that I didn't care too much for. I'm just kind of just chilling on the beer. Gonna actually pop one open.
Can I help you out with that, Belle?
Yeah, how can you do that?
I have this handy dandy Bloodhaven bottle opener.
Oh my god.
That this magical person made with their blood, sweat, and tears.
I'll see blood. Truth. Not a sponsor.
You want to?
But yeah, so I'm just chilling at the bar right now. Can I look around to see if there's anybody of interest in here? Because I just got off of work, I'm still like high alert.
Yeah. So well, once you get your beer and everything, and the bartender kind of leaves you to your business, you're looking around, and it's. You see it's mostly regulars, barflies, people who are just getting off their shift, and going in, trying to get themselves whatever they can get a hold of. So it's still not... It's slowly starting to pack in.
Gotcha.
The individuals, but nothing of interest yet. And we'll say for... Sassy Diaz.
That's me.
We'll say that... How would you like to enter this little space bar?
Angrily.
Oh.
All right.
I've been dealing with some people who were very
Hold on,
entitled.
Pause real quick. Chris, your mic is way too far from your mouth.
Just kidding.
Okay?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just gonna slam open the door, look at the bartender, just nod at him. He knows what I want.
Yeah, obviously.
It's been one of those days.
So, of course, Liu Song, you can, of course, just hear this door.
Yeah, no,
just...
I definitely turn my attention over there. Yeah,
and you just see, like, the bartender looks up for a second, just confused, and sees a nod. And he goes behind the bar and starts making something.
As he's making that drink, I just go, who the fuck is this guy? Girl?
Girl. Yeah, short lady.
Sassy.
Very shorty, but
who the fuck is this girl?
She's a regular here. Don't worry about it, sir. You can see he then fix it up. He puts it at the edge of the bar about a little ways from you, but he still puts it at the edge of the bar, just waits, and goes back to his business. And then you see the bartender motions like, here it is, and goes back.
All right, I'm going to grab that and just sit quietly in the corner for a bit.
All right.
And my cat comes from the back, from the kitchen, and just sits on my shoulder.
You then hear from the back, I swear to fucking God, if that damn cat gets out of here again.
Boy, meat cleaver.
You just see this like little you just see this like Sphinx fucking cat in like a very holiday like sweater just like hop up on the bar and just,
hypoallergenic.
And just like sit and just like the tail just like curiously like going back and forth.
As I see this cat, I turn to the bartender and I go, I'm not one to tell you how to run your business.
Then don't, sir.
Oh, sassy bartender ooh. Too. What?
Well, on second thought, sir. I can make a single call right now and have your establishment shut down. Just because of that damn cat.
What's wrong with this damn cat?
Roll me manipulation.
Why are you so bitter?
I just got off work.
The dice are right there, by the way.
The cat's making the day worse.
Manipulation?
Yeah, roll me manipulation.
Oh, okay. Ooh, a six dice. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's okay. go. Kenza. Bless her soul.
First roll of the game.
Do it.
One success.
All right. So you then, Diaz, you're like saying what's wrong with this cat. Continue.
Yeah, what's wrong with this cat?
The problem, little lady.
Little.
Is... I'm trying to enjoy my beverage here. Hmm. And your damn cat is getting in the way of my enjoyment. In a place where an animal should not be.
Marshall, look. I don't want no trouble, man. Just please. And you can see that the bartender looks at you. Just get the cat off the bar. Just get the cat off the bar, please.
I'm grabbing my beer and I'm heading out of this establishment.
Yeah, you just hear... And then, Leo, you just see the cat just go...
It just jumps off.
Hell yeah.
At this point in time...
Sort of strong.
Yeah.
At this point, Diaz, you bump into this very puppy-eyed looking medic as you're like...
I want to point out to you...
Yes?
I scratched out basic man and I put down beautiful man.
So hell yeah. All right. So yeah, you just bump.
There's a little more sparkle in my eyes.
Yeah, you feel something like hit your shoulder and you just see like this very a very handsome-looking man.
This beautiful man.
Hair and a ponytail.
This beautiful man. Just walk past locks. You.
Like, he's going in as you're leaving.
Should we describe what our characters look like?
Yeah, probably.
We totally skipped over. Oh, God.
I'll go first.
Yes, we'll start with sense.
I'm excited right now. So, Emilio Vix, this man, he's of average type.
Okay.
Whatever an average type for a man is. I'm not...
5'9".
Sure. Between 5'9 and 6 foot.
I'll make him.
Wow.
I'll make him 6 foot then. Seeing as that's how the average apparently is. Brown hair, brown eyes, nice smile, puppy dog eyes. And he's a beautiful man with this long, gorgeous brown hair. It's wavy, it's in a ponytail. But he did it in a cute way where like he braided one little side.
Can you draw
this man is fucking.
Yeah. He's a trap. It's a trap.
This man. Oh.
It's a trap, not that
good. Yeah, how old are you?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I'm going to say he is 35. I think that's a good indication.
Handsome looking
for a
man
doctor,
for 35.
Right?
All right.
No? Should he be older, younger?
I'm 38.
Okay, I'm 36. What's
that? That's fine.
Can sure. I not right. be 35?
No,
that's fine. It's just.
Just, all right. So.
35.
You want to explain what you look like, Diaz, since she did bump. Since the medic did bump into you?
Okay. I'm a very short, I'd say late 20s,
right.
kind of young, still wild, got wild hair, tattoos, trucker hat. Short is just underlined, so
short.
And bruised knuckles, and then I have a fucking cat in a Christmas sweater. It's a Sphinx cat, but he doesn't get cold. He doesn't get cold. The sweaters, as long as he's got something on him, he's okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because it's basic, it's cold.
Yeah.
So is there anything you'd like to say to this very handsome medic that just bumped into you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Watch where you're going, toots.
Perfect. I love it. So.
I just see like a double take and see this short little elf walking away.
With a cat, like a rat, like an oversized rat.
Just like
shoulder.
A, yeah.
You see the tail. just grumpy cat. Really cute. When he likes you, he's cute, but just grumpy.
Right, he's just like, he's pissed.
Does the cat like me?
He has no opinion. He doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
You bumped into me.
Yeah.
You bumped
be
into
glad
me.
I didn't hiss at you. Anyway.
Yeah, he didn't hiss
so,
me.
You. So, you... so
good sign.
Yeah. Emilia, you eventually make your way to the bar, and then, of course, you see Leo next across from it. How would you describe your character?
Yeah, so, as you're walking up, you can see that I am wearing a very faded black leather jacket. Mm-hmm. I have, like, salt and pepper hair, so, like, there's, like, gray streaks going through it. I have about medium-length hair. Well, like, medium to long-length
mm-hmm.
hair.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to what I have right now. I have a scar on my left, or on my right ear, that, like, makes it look a little, like, jaggedy. And you can see that, like, I have a wedding ring on. It's gold.
Is it a ring or a band?
It's a band.
Oh. Is there a difference?
There is.
And... Oh, yeah, and I have a goatee. So, salt and pepper, everything. Yeah. I got blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. As he looks at
trying to convince me with those brands.
And that's it. Yeah, that's all. You can vaguely see my holster that is vaguely showing.
It's his satchel.
It's a satchel. Just say it.
So then, as you, of course, you make it to the bar and you see this individual, the bar just, the bartender looks at you and just goes, "So what do you want?"
Jeez, I feel very unwelcome.
Listen, I have this individual here threatened to shut me down. He just moved away. Just don't worry about it. Just, what do you want to drink?
I would just like a beer. Thanks.
Goes underneath.
Make it dark. Stout.
Goes underneath again and brings out this very almost, it looks intricate, but it just looks like it was stenciled in the last minute. Puts that on the bar. So, there you go.
Thanks, sir.
Just moves on his way, and...
I'm an elegant son of a bitch, so you better have some respect.
You saying that?
Is that what you said?
No. Not directly, no.
She never learns, does she?
I was like, B needs to learn to...
So, this goes on for a bit, and Leo, you can notice that, you know, now more people are starting to come in, starting to get a little bit more... Not rowdy, but it's starting to get some attention, starting to get, like, busy up in here, and all that. Diaz, where did you go, by the way?
I'm in the alley, just chilling.
Yeah, by the bar still?
Yeah, I'm still by the bar.
Okay.
Waiting for friends.
All right. So.
In the alley.
In the alay. It's lit up.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it's fucking, it is for the
it's
most
not
part.
It's sketchy.
Just like, you
but
know,
but I sent my cat to do cat things. I just told him to kick rocks and he went somewhere.
Yeah. So we'll say that you're as you're waiting for, you know, your little, we'll call it entourage.
Okay.
You just see like this very, you see this slightly hunched over man who looks like he doesn't belong here. You know he does not visit this place at all.
Okay.
He seems to be wearing a casual like shirt with a tie. Just kind of just, you can see him every few seconds he's adjusting his tie to like as if it's like a nervous tic of some sort. And he's going past. He's like mumbling, just like okay, we can do that this way, and then. Okay.
Right. I'm going to approach this man.
No.
Arrogantly.
Oh.
What are you doing over here, homeboy?
Oh, I'm supposed to see an individual.
You got a name for that? You got a name for that individual?
I'm not allowed to say. All I can say is you're not them.
Okay. Well, you can carry on and do what you want, but stay the fuck away from me, please. And then I just walk away.
Okay.
I don't have time
like
for this.
You went up to this dude,
and then you're like,
"Stay the fuck
you.
Away from me."
So then
I'm a little tipsy. Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm pissed off. I'm tipsy. I like.
So what? We'll say you are finding some new hangout, or you're gonna look for your buddies.
I'm just taking
a
walk. I'm gonna wait until my buddies come.
All right.
But I'm just taking a walk around.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a lap.
Yeah, doing a lap. Right. While you're doing a lap, you know, Liu and Emilio, you can see, like, you know, it's getting very busy mm-hmm. up there. You can see that the bartender is hardly at the front anymore, taking in drinks, putting out drinks, you know. Mm-hmm. People, you know, laughing, people shooting the shit next to you and all that. And then Liu, you just feel like a very shaky tap on your shoulder.
I turn around.
Nope. Me.
Oh. No.
Oh, you.
I turn around holding, at this point, like, probably my fourth beer.
Yes, yes. You guys would, yeah, you really took out at least a few.
I turn around.
You just see, like, this again, this hunched over, just individual, just, like, slightly adjusting, just, you are the one I need to speak to.
Do I see this? Because I'm still
you,
the bar.
It's...
Yeah, I mean, you see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you see it, but you can't really hear it. But you can see those two, because it's starting to get a little loud in here. But you can see Liu is talking to someone.
I roll my eyes, and I look, and I just say, okay, what do you need?
So somewhere less people.
All right, give me 1 second. I flag down the bartender and I pay off my tab.
Yeah, after you flag him down, he's like, all right, you pay your tab and everything. And he just goes, thanks for your business, Marshall. Just don't shut me down, please. I make a living here.
I understand that. And I'm sorry if I came off a little rash. But,
a little.
Animals inside of an establishment where people are eating. Not really a good look.
I understand, sir. I
open the door with Mike Party. have the cat.
No, you don't have the cat. So again, you hear just another slam open the door. And then you're like, you know, you hear from, like, you know, yeah, we're here to, now we're ready to party and all this other
it's
stuff.
It's all work buddies. Yeah, so they're all more, like, roughnecks. You know,
yeah.
Look at the bartender and I just say, good luck. Make those tips.
Oh, I'll make them, trust me. And then
I make my way outside of the bar, bypassing this large group of individuals. Yeah. As I'm passing them, though, I kind of flash.
Yeah.
As I'm walking by them.
Yeah.
Just as, like, I flash my piece, just being like, hey, motherfuckers, like.
How would you want to react to that? Yes. You can see the rest of your entourage.
Also, for clarification, I have, like, a Marshall badge on my jacket.
Okay.
As you can see from your party, it's just like, they're all right, and as soon as they see the Marshall little patch, and they see the buddy, it's like, fun. You can see, like, they shut up a little bit, but you can still see they want to be...
They're rowdy.
Yeah, they still want to be rowdy.
Yeah.
So how would you want to react to seeing all this?
I'm just going to glare, but I'm not going to let it kill the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep a cool hang loose.
Once they're, of course, leaving, you can then just hear from behind you, Liu, just, like, some mumbling under the breath, like, people trying to, like, say, fuck you or whatever. It's like, or, yeah, get out of our bar and all this shit. So, Emilio, you saw the conversation. You couldn't hear much, but you just see this, like, hunched over individual talking to Liu. Do you wish to follow it all, or are you going to stay at the bar?
No, I'm not a nosy person.
Ironic.
I'm just going to turn it. Because, I mean, I don't even know what's going
on. Yeah, no, it's true. So then...
Just happily sitting at the bar drinking your alcohol.
Yeah. I just got off a long shift, a 14-hour shift. I'm just ready to unwind. The next 2 days are my day off.
So where are you taking the individual...
As I exit out of the bar, what's around me?
You can see there's a few, like, run-down places. Some of them look to be abandoned, like your old shops of some sort. Some small alleyways that have, like, an orange fluorescent light.
Okay.
But with the distant humming and all that, the smell of this whatever godforsaken station this would have.
So I am going to kind of guide him to an area that is that's still vaguely lit, but still in the line of sight of passerbyers.
Yeah, yeah.
But not so close that people can hear.
Yeah.
So I just go to the side with him, and I just say, all right, what do you need to talk about?
Again, just like every few seconds, he's adjusting his size, like, well, my name is Richter, sir.
I'm sorry, was that Richter?
Yeah, Richter, yes. And I was I was told to find you, sir.
Who were you told by? Obviously, you're dressed up like a company man.
Oh, this is for appearances so that you would have some sort of better perception of me.
Okay, Richter. Despite your physical appearance and your inability to talk...
defect.
Defect.
Is there a way that you can convey this important information from whoever it was that sent you?
You can see he's patting himself down like he didn't even feel like he planned this out properly. And then he pulls out a small like little envelope. And he's here. You can take that.
I take it.
And you can see it's a. It has a very independent like company, brand, I guess you can say, on the envelope itself. Something that seems very out of the circulation.
Okay.
And when you decide to open up this envelope,
what is inside?
It's a letter. It seems to be written very intricately. After going through about a few lines of it, you can say it involves a job of sorts of not asking questions. All it says is you're transporting something. And the one thing, I guess, depending on how you see it as well, but it's very bold. Like it was written on a computer, then outlined in like a very dark ink that just says paid handsomely. And it seems to be signed by some CEO of some third-party company I don't think anyone's ever heard of in years. So after reading that, Marshall, I would like to gather a couple more people to for this offer.
I kind of weigh my possibilities right now. I'm kind of just thinking about it for a few minutes.
A simple suggestion would be you would more than likely would like to have someone with medical history.
Why?
He then, like, shakily points at the letter that just says, don't ask questions.
I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Okay. I turn to Richter.
Yep.
And I say, whoever your boss is, have them call my number as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
I hand my information to Richter.
You see, it's like, oh, we already have this, sir. But thank you. It means something to you. Just see, he doesn't know how to like completely bring out his words. He just walks off.
Sweats.
I after this conversation, I just kind of like think to myself for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just give a really deep sigh, and I walk straight back into the bar.
All right. While you're doing that, Diaz and Emilio, you know, it's now a prime time for this bar. You can see everyone's like having drinks, people are having a good time, and of course, you can see Diaz and her little crew seem to be more rowdier than most. You know, tend to cause trouble with some of the patrons in there, you know, causing fights where like you're trying to, well, you can see one of them gets up, it's like, fucking do something, I dare you, you know, and they all back off. It's like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you sit the fuck down.
You can see like the bartender, eventually the bartender comes up to you, was like, look, I know you guys are my best customers, but you think you cannot cause any fights today? It's bad enough that Marshall wanted to shut me down today.
Listen, pal, friend, amigo.
Yeah?
Fuck off.
Roll me manipulation.
I will.
Oh, man. what is that? That is...
It's very bottom.
2.
Oh. Better than nothing. All you need is, you need at least one.
Need one. Nothing.
That's cocked. It's cocked. That's cocked. All right.
Oh!
Nice. So as you say, fuck, it's like, oh, Shorth, I'm, this round's on me. You guys don't have to worry about it.
That sounds a lot better.
So then, you know, this venture goes on. Emilio, is there anything you'd like to do in this bar at all? You've had about at least 4 drinks.
Oh, have I? It's been that
Diaz,
long.
Your crew has about a total of like 10.
That's fair.
I just watching, you know, that whole thing going down, and I just kind of roll my eyes and look away, like thinking little miscreants.
You got something to say, pretty boy?
Oh, you saw that?
I see.
Yeah,
I see everything around here.
Oh.
If I had something to say, I'd say it.
Okay. Well, just thought you might need
give you a glare. Yeah. What are you gonna
Don't
do?
Don't you
now?
Have your dice over on your side?
Okay. That's the ones you guys are using. Those ones are open. Just like a handful.
Oh. Yeah, these are our dice.
Yeah, those are your guys' dice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just see from that. Keep having the conversation. Don't mind me.
Okay.
And then I just glare at you after saying that and kind of look away.
I look at one of my friends and I just go, hey pal, why don't you go rough him up a little bit?
Oh my god. I was trying to get
Wow.
here. All
right, Jeez. You're trying to give orders. Okay. Roll me. All right. Do you have command on there?
I do. It's nothing. I'm just like, you know, what's wrong with this man? You know. What's wrong
so you're not gonna rough him up? Or you're just gonna be like,
no. You know what? No, I'm just gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know. Chill out, man.
Then, as you say this, it's like, you know, we're just trying to have a good time here. What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Yeah. We're just chill.
You hear one of like the other bar bar people, and they're like, can you guys just like leave us the fuck alone? We've worked just as hard as you.
You got something to say?
Yeah, and you see, I fucking do.
Oh, really? Well, then.
As you, like...
Can I...
You walk in as you're hearing this conversation.
No, I know, but can I make a ranged attack?
No ranged attack.
Not attacking someone. I want to scare them.
Are you, like...
I'm using my firearm.
Roll ranged combat and see if...
All right.
This
it's
is
five,
already messy.
It's 10 dice.
It's 10!
Fucking Christ.
That's why I asked. Cock.
Reload.
Where'd it go? Hello? I'll just reload one of these dice.
Yeah.
God damn it. Where did it go? Okay, yeah. There's
one right in front of you. That's for the other one.
Okay. Okay, so 2 successes.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I was, of course, like, you know, Diaz, you're like, you want to fucking do something? You know, you see the rest of your crew getting up and seeing this in the background, just...
Oh.
Everyone stays quiet and they look at the front.
Yeah, it's just...
And it's Leo holding his pistol.
Yeah, a little bitch.
Oh, yeah. I should be holding it up like this. Just be like... Okay. First off, you all know the rules about physical altercations in public. What?
Other hand, it's out of frame.
I'm just happily sipping my beer.
There you go.
Secondly, my night just got a whole lot worse.
So why do I care about your night right now?
I continue to sip beer.
You're gonna care.
For me,
am I?
Because I got a damn good proposition for a few of you.
The bartender's like behind, like he's doing a Kilroy, just half of his like face. I'm just like looking over, praying to God nothing else happens.
Now, if we can have some civility here, if anyone is looking to get off of this trash heap with a handsome reward, talk to me.
I just want to point something out. He is looking for professionals in a trashy ass bar.
You do realize that's where a lot of people go to find some sort of like individuals in taverns.
It's you're dangerous. At this trashy ass bar.
Yeah, you're at this trashy ass bar yourself.
I have no choice. I didn't have a choice. It's the only bar near me off where from where I work.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I chose to come here.
It was the closest.
It was
because I gotta go back and in 10 hours.
I make eyes to the bartender and I holster my weapon.
Don't worry about the bullet holes, Marshall. I'll fix them up when closing time happens.
Well, no, I said if anyone is interested, like, come talk to me.
Right, but you're not going to say who you're looking for? Because, like,
it can literally be anybody.
It can literally be anyone. I need to filter out the people that aren't good enough.
So, you know, as you're
saying, I'm not just going to go and be like, hey, I need this one person.
Yeah, no. So, as you're finished saying all this, you hear just, like, idle mumbles from everybody else. Like, what is he looking for? What does he need? And you can hear from, hey, yeah.
Yo, what are the requirements for this?
By the way, I'm sitting real far away from her.
Yeah.
What are the requirements for this trip you're taking us on?
Can I hear any of this?
Yes, of course.
I yell in a very annoyed voice. Yeah. I go, well, one would be to follow directions, so you could come over here and talk to me.
I like fuck you, tomorrow. Marshall.
You know what?
Ooh, who said that? What?
Yeah,
one of the roughneck crews. Goes, fuck you, Marshall.
Hey. I think I want to hear the man out.
Alright,
so
all right, you're the boss.
I'm gonna go see what this Marshall has to say here. And I walk closer.
I travel down the bar to get a little bit closer.
Just like sliding just in.
Can you roll for that? Is there a roll that she needs to roll for that?
That would be...
Observation.
Observation. For what? To scoot over? Scoot closer?
Would it be stamina?
To scoot closer would be mobility.
Mobility.
Oh, that's fair.
How good am I at moving?
You're actually really good. You have 6 dice.
Oh, look at that. They watch me fail.
You like fall on the floor if you
from drop the bar my stool. Beer. Yeah, it's okay. I'm an elegant human. I got 1 success.
All right, so yeah, you can just you feel yourself like almost elegantly glide across the bar. Closer.
The hair just
Xander.
You just hear just faintly just
doves go behind her after she moves.
It's
not
like every time I move.
So yeah, you get a little closer and you can see this Marshall is talking to this female roughneck that you know you had words with prior.
Listening in.
Actually, hold on. I need to look up something real quick.
Should I do the thing? Do it anyway.
Oh, no. Just for future reference, because I have authority, I can use my command skill instead of manipulation for any manipulation rolls.
Okay. Every time or just once?
Every time.
Every time? All right. I'll
but
know
your
stress
level goes up too, huh?
No.
No?
No, it does not.
This one right here.
Oh, I see. Never mind.
You good?
Okay, yeah.
So, Marshall, what do you got for me?
I have a very simple shipment.
Oh? Like?
This is an escort mission, one would say.
Okay. My interests are piqued.
I'm looking for people who are good with their hands, good with machinery. Okay. I'm looking for people who can, again, take orders when need be.
Alright. What's the catch?
There is a high risk, high reward.
Oh, I can tell myself. High risk?
So I'm going to kind of fib this a little bit.
Yeah.
High risk being we're going to be traveling a very, very, very far way away. And because of that, there are multiple risks, including dealing with the different territories, dealing with the different security protocols.
Nothing I'm not used to. I've moved around a lot, been places, seen things, weird things.
Looking at your friend group, I can already tell.
Yeah. I kind of want out of this big wherever the fuck I am.
Where are we?
We're at the Anchorport Station.
Yeah, okay. Anchorport.
I could care to leave this station here. It's not really for me.
Well, what can you provide me?
Well, I like to think I'm pretty good with my hands and heavy machinery. If you can put two and two together. Not like that.
Amelia, would you like to butt in at any point? You're just going to keep
pressing? Oh, yeah, no. I swivel around from my chair.
They don't swivel.
With the glide.
With the glide.
I hear it.
There's a light.
His hair, like, whoosh.
There's a light whoosh. And you, see
you hear, like, that stupid, like, window, like, sound effects. It's just turning.
Like, I don't mean to eavesdrop. Which I totally do. I don't mean to eavesdrop. But faraway land, heavy machinery with this gal, seeing as how clumsy she is, might sound like you might need a medic.
Well, that is definitely something I'm looking for. What's your name?
Emilio Vix. And you hear a little glowy chant.
Just some...
Hey, Balfour, edit that in post. I reach my hand down to say, hello, Emilio. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am looking for someone with medical experience. But again, this is unknown territory, in a sense.
I used to be a field surgeon. Got stuck on this trash. What, trash is this like heap. A rock? Like, what is this?
It's
like a spaceport.
It's a spaceport. Space, but you can call it a crater if you want. People, you know, everyone likes to call it whatever, but so. It's a trash heap. It's a trash heap of a station.
Trash heap.
Just stuck on this trash heap. I'm ready to get out. And okay. I kind of like whip my ponytail towards the back because it was like in the front
and smacks me in the face a little bit, but I let it happen because it was like, you just, whoa.
No, it feels like gentle, like brisk. It feels like small, like a paintbrush just glit across
your face. Yeah, I got kissed by a butterfly.
Just.
Yeah, there's just a.
I say if both of you are serious about this proposition, then meet me at, is there like a,
you do have an office, you do have, and you also know, of course, you also have like the hangar where your stuff is, right? As well.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if there's a specific hangar that my stuff is at.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. You have like your own private little like hangar bay.
Okay. I give them the information as to where the ship is at.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, you know, if you guys are serious about it, we'll be leaving in 3 days. Give me enough time to settle my affairs, as well as get more information about the payload that we're going to be moving out.
Okay. All right. I can wait. Let's see if this is for real. And then I walk out of here. But I don't leave with them. I just walk out.
Yeah.
You Irish goodbye, your friend.
You see the crew just like looks at each other like, what the fuck do we do now?
I'm over it.
I'm over it. You guys don't do it for me no more.
Thought you could hang.
I hand you my glorious card. There's a door. Keep in touch.
Is it gold?
Gold encrusted. It's like a scratch and sniff. But
imagine.
Okay, yeah. You hand me your contact information, and I keep it. And then
unlike you, who just walks out,
I'll be there. Maybe.
I continue looking for a couple of other individuals for the ship.
Yeah,
because our ship is it's a medium. Like, it's
yeah,
a medium
crew of five. Right? Yeah, it's a crew of five.
It's a specifically a commercial transport ship, M-class.
Five as in counting him? Or?
Five including him, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So we would need like at least two more people, which I already have that plan.
Yes. So I continue my night doing that and kind of filtering out all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Get into a lot of verbal altercations with a couple of people.
Oh, of course, of course. So the ones that kind of stick out with you the most that you know would help you, like a couple of engineers by the names of Stormy and Mac. Stormy seems to be like a very well-built female who knows her way around a monkey ranch, and then Mac seems like more his idea. He is an engineer, but more his is electronics.
Okay.
And Diaz and Emilio, anything I could do for the rest of your night?
I head back to the ER I'm working at currently.
You head back to work?
Yeah.
Might as well. Drunk as fuck, you know?
No.
Banana bag yourself. There you go.
Yeah, I just crash until my next shift.
All right, that's fine. So we'll say you said 3 days. So in that 3 days, Leo, you know, you get more information telling you that you'll be transporting cargo that is like in a very big box, and it actually does say in the thing, like if someone just didn't want to explain it, they literally put in air quotations "big box."
Okay.
And saying you'll be going to, you have a few destinations. One of them is the only one that shows out of those destinations is Devil's Peak, and your contact is Marshall Davis.
All right, one second.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Davis?
Yes.
Is there information in my database about this specific Marshall or no?
What's the roll? We'll say.
I can roll for it.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd have to roll for it. So
there's
not technology. There's
Comtech.
Yes, roll me Comtech. See if you got that database clearance.
Nope.
So
all fails.
Yeah, you don't really find much. Yeah, all you just know is the context is like Marshall Davis, and that's it. So to you, that seems somewhat comforting, but that's, you know, that's as far as your comfort goes.
Yeah.
And for Diaz and Amelia, what would you like to do in these next 3 days? Settling affairs? You guys getting yourselves prepared?
Yeah, I tell my trash ass job that I'm leaving. I hate working in the ER because all I treat are drug addicts and drunks and just bunch of little, what are you called again?
Roughnecks.
Roughneck.
Roughnecks of the area. Sick of it. So sick. I put in my.
Yeah, you're 2 weeks, quote unquote.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just never show back up again.
Yeah.
I work at a factory, just kind of doing my thing, working a lot, making money.
Oh, of course.
And then going home and sleep.
So that's what you do for those 3 days?
Yep, chilling.
So let's see real quick. Meat. On day three,
I change the swimmer.
Do it, you whatever it is, do it.
No, because I was saying, like, since she's still working the 3 days, I was like, let's see how much she gets paid.
Oh, interesting.
You got paid 600.
Okay,
in those 3 days.
On top of my 600?
Yes, on top of yours.
Nice.
Get money.
And hold on, for 3 days for Bal, you get an extra 200. And Emilio, you, even though you called off, you get an extra 300.
Ooh,
for those 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say, like, during those 3 days, I have to let my command
know,
you know, I'm going to
be
going on.
You can see they're hesitant at first, but they understand what, you know, like, since you were called on, it's like, it's out of our hands. And so, as the third day comes, you guys eventually make it to this very private hangar area that Marshall Liu has told you guys. And you can see that, are you there at the hangar itself?
Yes.
So you could see him standing there as if he's waiting to see what's going to happen next, and you see this nice little, like, M-class ship. It seems to be very well taken care of.
I'm also, like, kind of, like, leaning up against the wall, like, with my arms, like, crossed, just, like, hanging back.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cool.
You know, the idle, like, sounds of some, of a, like, a buzzsaw hammering, as if, like, there's still people working, but not necessarily there, just outside.
Right. I'm gonna pull up on my motorcycle here. My cat, he's got a little leather jacket on.
Oh my god, it has its own little, like,
he has goggles.
Freaking,
he has goggles.
Has like a passenger seat right there and everything. You just, so yeah.
No, he rides in a backpack.
Oh, is it the bubble backpack too?
It's the bubble backpack.
So as you're just chilling out,
it's
over
black
there.
Black bubble backpack.
Yeah, Leo, you just hear the revving of like a motorcycle getting in there and just the tire screech.
And I have a duffel bag. That's
hey,
my stuff.
Can I roll against...
what the fuck?
Can I roll against her real quick?
What are you rolling against?
Can I roll a command versus her manipulation?
Yes, actually.
Because of this damn cat.
It's two.
Let her take the cat.
No, leave my cat. Ripley got to bring hers.
Thank you.
Well, Ripley had no other choice.
No success.
Nope. Nothing.
Nothing happens.
Hold on.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, but what happens to the stalemate?
Nothing happens.
And nothing happens. I roll nothing happens as well, so it just continues.
Okay, yeah.
You may have your opinions, we'll say. You're a very opinionated.
I keep myself reserved.
Yes. You keep it preserved. So
but
then,
I definitely look at the cat.
Yeah, so.
Whenever the cat sees you, it hisses.
Yes.
You just hear a very muffled, like. And it just. And it fogs up the little, like, viewing area.
That's awesome.
Emilio, how would you like to find your way into this hangar area?
Well, I just take a taxi.
So yeah, you just
fog
just
comes out and these doves just
as I exit the taxi cab.
His feet don't ever touch the
ground. He's high on his own supply.
Just slightly hovering at all times.
So yeah, you eventually so that Emilia, once you get there, you're majestically gliding to this hangar, and of course you see Diaz. Kind of like, are you relatively close to Leo at all, or are you still like near your bike?
Near my bike.
All right, so you see her, off. Yeah, near her bike, taking off her helmet and everything. You could see like the black canopy backpack that has the cat viewing. You just see whoop, it coming out like
I yeah. take a look over at the cat and see him in the bubble, and since I have a nice smile, I give him a little smile. The
cat purrs a little bit.
Yeah, the cat purrs. I rolled for it, so I was like, fuck it.
You okay?
Is it a she or a he?
It's a he.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just like, you gotta see like it wants to like, it like gently paws at the glass a little bit. It's like,
oh, he wants to play.
Well, you wanna get out? And I set the backpack on the ground and open it.
I just happen to have a cat.
Does he have a leather jacket on, or does he have like
a leather jacket on?
Yeah, you just see like a leather jacket with like small little like goggles on its head and everything. Just like, yeah, it's like very coming out like, I own this bitch.
I tell him, nice outfit.
Wow.
Just mouth.
But he's got a constant resting bitch face.
Yeah,
but
he looks
thankful.
Pissed.
He's thankful.
Yeah.
He
so just mouth. And so, would you like to interact with him at all, Leo?
I'm just waiting for them to kind of prepare themselves. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm actually writing down something on a piece of sheet metal. I'm using like a knife just like etch something into a piece of sheet metal that's in this specific bay.
Edgy bitch. That's it?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so you can see... So. Diaz got her duffel bag. Do you bring anything with you, Emilio? Well, I'm assuming your medical supplies, obviously, but anything else?
Yeah, I have a duffel bag, which has all my med supplies, and then a little tiny roller travel backpack that has my clothes, which I don't really have any outfits. I just wear...
It's all scrubs.
The simple stuff, you know?
It's just all scrubs.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
And I will say, over the last few days, I've been getting, like, backup supplies for everything that's on the ship, whether that is, like... medical kits, food, like everything that the ship needs.
Yeah.
The last few days I've gone through and restocked the entire area.
Yeah, so then you now... okay. So you can see like the things that you did order, they're being packed in slowly by Stormy and Mac and a few other people that are putting it onto the ship. And then, of course, you then...
I turn my attention to to Sassy Diaz, and I'm like, hey... You said you can help out, so how about you help out with the cargo?
I'm sorry, what makes you think you can talk to me like that? A please would be nice. As I bat my eyes.
I'm gonna roll a command.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, okay.
You wanna roll against it
at
all?
For it.
Yeah, I do. Actually.
All right, roll.
Damn, nothing.
Six.
Ooh. All right, so yeah, so what do you want to say to her at all?
I was if it was successful, then I was gonna say something. But
you can still say it, but I mean like, you know.
It has no effect, so
yeah, I guess. Listen, man, it's just, you know.
I just say, would you please join the rest of the crew?
Gladly. And I go over and I start helping pack stuff up.
And in this moment,
as she walks like by me, I kind of just grumble, just like
the cat just starts trotting up, looks at you.
Yeah, just like it just like looks at you, just walks away
in his leather jacket.
You can just hear like little crinkles.
I look at Emilio and I say, "Hey, medic, do you need any help with your stuff?"
No, I don't. But do you need some help?
Yes, we do. So if you could just place your items in the bay area, then we can pack on all up, and then we'll kind of go through everything in the... What is it? In the comms room.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem. By the way, you should really learn how to befriend that cat. It might come in handy in the future. It's kind of a way. It's good to have a pet. cat friend.
As you say that, I think to myself, and under my breath, I go, sacrifice.
So in this one day, he might protect you.
In this point in time, majority of the supplies are now on the ship. You then see, like, this very, a very futuristic, like, looking supply van pull up into the hangar bay, unmarked. You see nothing that identifies it. You then see, of course, Richter comes out, but he doesn't have the tie or anything, but he has, like, a white coat on, and he's just trying to still adjust himself. He comes up to you, and Leo goes, is everything ready?
I just place my hand on Richter's shoulder, and I'm like, everything seems to be ready. We are prepared, whatever you are.
Good. I hope you don't mind. A last minute day. Decision made by my higher-ups, if you don't mind.
I glare so hard right now.
You get more help if that means any if it means anything.
More help, huh? A synthetic?
Are you saying that out loud? Because you're still technically next to Leo. Alright, I was about to say, like...
You need to dictate when you're saying you things out of Leo. I glare and I go, considering that this wasn't part of the arrangement, is there any additional compensation for this? Because I wasn't expecting a other individual. I bought supplies specifically for 5 individuals, not 6.
Roll me command.
Damn. I didn't get an answer out of him.
Actually, can I roll manipulation?
You want to roll manipulation?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, damn it.
For future
Stop
reference,
using the dice. We're running out.
So I think what I'll do is, depending on the situation, I'll just ask, do you want to roll manipulation at command?
Yeah, let me know. Then
yeah.
I'll do it. Okay, hold on. Was it? 6.
Diaz, at this point, you did the minimum, and you're just like taking a break.
Yep.
I'm going to push a roll. Can you give me a yellow?
Yes.
All right.
Rolling bad, huh?
Yeah, I'm rolling real poor.
You're a bad colonel.
So my stress level is now at 1?
Yep, you're stress level 1. Already.
Oops. Are you serious? I'm pushing again. No, hey. I can only push once. I can only push once.
So, hold on.
You're okay. Fine.
So, you can feel yourself getting a little more stressed after that entire situation. You see Richter just kind of just like he like hunches a little more. He's like, he runs into the van a little bit. You hear the door close, and that's nope. Right. He then comes back out. You see him just like, 500 is the best I could do.
500 in this day and age.
What? This is all like give me.
Considering that this entire endeavor is going to be far more than that, $500 is barely anything for me to buy all the materials for one person for a multiple day, possibly multiple month travel. I like stand up next to him and I go, let me talk to your boss.
I put my hand on your shoulder.
You feel slight comfort.
Does that take off stress?
Yeah, because I have a calming presence.
No, sadly.
I have a calming presence.
Let me see. What does that do?
Let me see. Hold on.
Page 75. And I tell you, don't worry. I've trained before to live on the bare minimum.
I, too, have lived poorly.
People find themselves relaxing whenever you are around. Once per turn, you may reduce the stress level of another character. Within short range by 1, in addition to the normal stress recovery.
How perfect.
So, yeah, you lose your stress. After that little stress, you feel yourself just like... a little more calming.
I've learned to live on the bare minimum. It'll be okay. Then I walk away.
Before you go away, I just go, Emilio, I'm just looking out for the best interests of the entire crew.
And that's why I'm here.
you just hear like, it's like continue. You just hear.
And then I look over to what's his name, Victor.
Richter, but you don't know his name though. Well, he said his name actually.
Yeah, I said Richter.
I just look over to him and I say Richter.
Yeah.
I put my hand on your hands.
Your stutter stops.
Don't worry. He's just had a stressful day. We're good.
1,200's all I can do.
We'll take it.
I split it with Emilio.
So I get an extra 600. Okay.
So then you then he then is everything copacetic?
I glide away. My hair just flowing.
I just say
that day my hair is yes, down and free and flowing.
Richter, introduce like me to ever. This new yeah. collateral that we're adding.
He then opens up like he opens up the back. You can see this like two other people. They look like workers.
There's
two? No. They're like pushed. They're like moving this cargo.
Oh, okay.
No, you can see there's two people moving this cargo. They have nothing again that identifies them. It's like an all gray like coverall mm-hmm. and everything. But they're like they have stuff that covers their face and they're moving all this stuff. Emilio and Leo, roll me observation.
Observe.
Behold.
So it would be 2+3 for me.
Correct. Right? So it's 5 dice in total.
I got 1.
Okay.
How many do you need, Chris?
Am I rolling for something?
Yeah, didn't you? I said Leo. Oh, me? Oh, my bad. My bad. Oh.
Not yet. She'll come right. She'll come later.
I'm sorry, what?
5. Nothing.
So you get, for a brief moment, Mila, you feel like there's something interesting about the box at first. You think you hear like something come from it.
What?
But that's the best you can gather. You think you hear like a thud or something. Like if it's a like you're moving a heavy item, we'll say.
But, how big are they?
How big is the what the
boxes?
It's just one big box. It looks like a cargo crate, like a big cargo crate. About, we'll say it's about almost 6 feet tall.
Jesus!
4 foot wide.
It's a big ass crate.
Yeah. Or two feet wide. Yeah. Wait, yeah.
2 by what?
6 by 4.
Six by four. Oh.
It's big, but you can see they're moving it with ease. It's almost like very, not light, but they still have like a little
heavy. It glides like a million.
What is within?
Are you asking that?
No.
Okay. Sorry, so then, as I said, your collateral, you just see like this very like built individual, and he just goes, "Sergeant John Mathers is your collateral, Marshal."
Motherfucker, you had to bring a sergeant on. You
sergeant who?
Bastard.
Mathers, Mathers.
Is he's a what commanding?
You don't well. You just see. He looks very gruff. He has nothing on that identifies him at the moment. But you can see he says that. And here I thought, since we're both.
By the way, hold on. I'm 6'4". By the way.
Yeah, he's.
Are you shorter than me?
He's like 6'2".
Okay.
He's 6'2". Okay.
Just slightly shorter.
Just slightly shorter. But you can see he like lifts his head slightly just to still give like that. Marshall.
Just deep sigh. just.
Hey, it could be worse. They could have given you a wet-nosed rookie.
He's a company man.
He is a company man.
All things considered, could have been worse.
Could be.
But at least I know that there is someone on the ship that understands orders as well as the benefit of the crew. Or... your case, platoon?
Very nice. Very nice, Marshall. But yes, the benefit of the crew. If there's anything that I need to know, Marshall, don't hesitate to ask. Or tell me, whichever you prefer. As of right now, I think I'm going to go on the ship and see what I'm dealing with. Eh?
Do I see this man?
Yeah, you see him. He's just like a very, he's a very built individual. He has very like jet black hair that's buzz cut, obviously. very a bit of 5 o'clock shadow, and again, just like very, he's built for his size. He's built.
Shouldn't he have shaved
before
that
he
5 o'clock shadow?
Got up.
Early. That is not.
Are you saying this?
No. I'm sorry, out of character.
I was about to say, like, if you're saying this, he would have, like, looked...
Sorry, I'm just saying, if he's a sergeant, he should know 5 o'clock shadows are a no-no.
He should. are you going to bring that up? You going to bring that up at all? You want to do that?
Just going to say nice shadow. And glide away.
I say to him...
Just walk away. I go off into the corner.
You'll find... Everything is in order on the ship, and everything that is typically provided in an endeavor like this is available to you. Use what you need, not what you want, and things will be fine.
He has a shit-eating grin, just goes, "Yes, sir. Trust me, I got my own supplies if you're that concerned for a sixth." He just walks away. And you can see, like, he has one duffel bag he has over his shoulder, and then just like one that has like a lot of metal clanking in the other he's holding. Diaz, roll me observation real quick.
Does she hear this metal clanking?
I get 3.
Oh. Nothing.
Yeah, so no. You're taking your break. It's like, I did what I wanted. And you just see these two people bringing in this huge fucking cargo crate onto the ship.
They climb onto the crate and lay down on it as they carry it into the ship.
You just see like the cat like coming behind, just meow, meow, walking everything. And then Richter goes to Yuli and is like, this is the end of the trip for me for now. I will give you more details once you've reached the Devil's Peak.
Devil's Peak? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to the Devil's Peak.
Oh.
Right, I wrote that down.
Yeah.
as he says this, I just shake his hand and I'll say, you know, we'll touch base as soon as we get there. As he walks away, I actually use my phone. Because we're in the future.
Yeah, phones exist.
And I call somebody.
I use telepathy.
I use the force.
I use my clairvoyance.
All right.
I call somebody, but
yeah. Well. Yeah. You make the conversation. You make the call. Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say that. After that's done, you then just hear from Stormy and Mac. Everything's good. Ready to go.
I come up to the crew and I just say, alright y'all alright everybody,
say y'all.
y'all if you guys have any last minute things you guys need to do here, now's the time, because if there's nothing else to be done, then we're going to be leaving in the next few minutes.
I grab meat cleaver, open up my duffel bag, and switch that leather jacket to a footy pajamas.
The entire time just meow, meow, meow.
All right, I think I'm good.
As you do that, I say, of course, that's the important thing you pack.
Attaboy.
Meow.
Meow.
And then I head over to, to the cockpit.
Yep.
And prepare our ship for takeoff.
Yep. So at this point, yeah, everything gets tightened up. Stormy and Mac are like kind of like in the underbelly of this ship to make sure everything runs ship shape. What do you two want to do?
I'm gonna go check out my med lab center.
You can see it's like a very simple, well, not preserved, but like a very well maintained medical lab. It has everything that you need and more, considering the fact that he was like, I'm gonna put more in this to have backups and all this. So you can see it.
Yeah, I'll say like it's an area where it's like if need be, there could be up to 2 people being taken care of.
Okay. Yeah, you can see everything. You can see like there's like a surgery table and all that, a couple gurneys, just to, you know, and everything that keep everybody sustained.
What are we sleeping in? Is it like a bunk or is it a pod?
It's a pod. They're all pods.
Okay, they're all pods. Okay. I'm going to check out the pod area.
You can see it's like a most of them tend, from certain ones, they tend to be like in a circle of pods, but this one's like they seem like stacked. Oh, not stacked, but
bunk pods.
Kind of, yeah. They're like bunk pods to hold at least a good amount of people.
Yeah, we're talking like Planet of the Apes type of type of sleeping pod.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or is that like a slight angle?
Yeah. All right. I can deal with that.
Perfect. The ship starts to power on as you're doing all that, Liu. You can feel like everyone can feel like the sudden jerk of the ship like getting off of the.
Yeah. As it comes up, I just say, "All right, crew." The USS... What is it?
USS Bloodhaven is what we called it.
Yes. The USS Bloodhaven is about to launch. Everyone is going to be a very long, long journey. Thank you guys for your cooperation. To Devil's Peak we go.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. All
right. Let's see how they do that. So as you're setting the destination for Devil's Peak, you can see it's going to take you a few parsecs, which means it gives you guys plenty of time to sleep if you so wish.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys want to interact with each other at all before sleeping pods? I don't know.
Anyone? Like before we go to sleep?
Yeah, before you go to sleep.
I just do basic rounds around with everyone, just letting them know like their basic duties on the ship.
Yeah.
Like after we get out of hypersleep, just letting them know, like, you know, for Emilio, just keep up on the medical bay if you need any practice for what you need. You know, stuff is available.
Uh-huh.
I tell Sassy to maintain
it is a nickname.
And keep an eye out for stuff along with Stormy.
Because
Stormy is like the mechanical engineer.
Yeah. Okay.
So like for them to kind of stay together, kind of maintaining the pressure and all the other gauges. I tell Mac to keep an eye out on essentially like the onboard computer and everything like that. And then for Sergeant Douchebag...
love it.
I don't really pay him too much mind. I make sure that he's not the last person to sleep.
Wow, you're like making sure like he's like the like almost this first or second one to...
I'm making sure he's not the last one.
Okay, yeah, you can see that as you, Diaz and Emilio don't want to do anything else, sir.
You said I'm being paired up basically with Stormy to kind of make sure things...
Yeah, so like after we get out of hypersleep...
I'm going to start getting to know Stormy then.
Yeah, you can see that they're a...
I'm going to help prepare everyone to get into hypersleep.
It's possible. You don't have to do much, but you know. Here's something to help you sleep better. Just stick them with morphine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, did they just hop into the pod?
Yeah, they usually just hop in and then just... Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well, I mean, it's all automated, so I don't have to do much. But
oh yeah, like I also ask Mother, like I'm assuming we have Mother.
Yes.
But I make sure that I talk with Mother and I have it all set for the distance that we're traveling, not time, but distance.
Yeah. You hear Mother just acknowledge. Oh.
Yeah, she acknowledges it, but. Let's say that.
So. Yeah, he just acknowledges.
Yeah.
So then you get to know a little bit of Stormy a bit better. Mm-hmm. Diaz, they're a woman of average height, dirty blonde hair. They have some like grease on their face, like they were just doing some last minute touch ups and all that. They're very well. They know how to work. They're not like a very prissy worker like you.
They are also good with their hands.
They're very good with their hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Sassy's like, nice.
Nice.
Chris is like, yes.
So then, once everything's all said and done, everyone gets into their sleep pods. You then just feel... you get comfortable. You feel a rush of of pressure change.
I tell them a bedtime story.
Your eyes start to be a little heavy, and you all just sleep. And this is where we're going to end today's episode of Stratosphere.
All right.
Thanks for watching. Be sure to like and subscribe for more of our content. You can also get it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. We hope to see you in the next episode. Goodbye.